High Plains Public Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air online community of readers exploring themes of common interest. This spring season, we're delving into the High Plains and its sense of place. The first work we're discovering is Kent Hariff's Plainsong. Here's our book discussion leader.
I'm Jane Huerta, the book discussion leader for Plainsong, the first book in HPPR Radio Readers 2016 Spring Read, A Sense of Place. Currently, I teach at Dodge City Community College. I'm a professor of English and division chair of humanities. This is my first on-air online book club, and I'm excited to explore with you, as a fellow reader, Kent Hariff's Plainsong. To be honest, while I'm a fourth or fifth generation Kansan, who's really counting, right, I'm still a newbie to the High Plains, having lived in Dodge City for just over a decade. In that time, I've driven to High Plains communities for Kansas Humanities book discussions or to visit family in northeastern Colorado in a town very much like Hariff's, Holt, but smaller. I love driving across the High Plains. I love the muted palette of the land, the expansive skies, that one minute the weather is sweltering and the next sleeting. I love the way we all wave at each other on our highways and byways. My introduction to Kent Hariff's Plainsong happened years ago when I was living several hundred miles away from the High Plains. I was recovering from completing a graduate degree in an urban university when a friend gave me a copy of Plainsong. Reading it, I felt a pull for home, for Kansas, and I fell a little in love with the old hardworking McFerrin brothers. From them, I felt I'd learned something about my own hardworking and stoic father, as well as old farmers from my hometown. Reading Plainsong, I recalled my own childhood in a small Kansas town, riding bikes and horses, flattening coins on railroad tracks, and some painful struggles as a teenager to fit in, to find a good crowd, all while working in local diners, cafes, and nursing homes. A fan of Hariff since that first encounter with his writing, now I wonder if his Plainsong, in calling up memories of my growing up Kansas, played a part in my choosing Dodge City as my current hometown. Where has your sense of place taken you?
Thank you, Jane. Every day you'll hear more voices sharing their thoughts about the books we're reading, discovering more about this place we call home. I'm Cindy Talley, and I'd like to invite you to join in the discussion online at hppr.org. Just look for the Radio Readers Book Club on the Features drop-down menu. That's online at hppr.org.
Swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed. I wrote or read them all, went searching in the swarm, still can't find how to hold my hands. And I know you need me in the next room over, but I am stuck in here all paralyzed. For months I got myself in ruts, too much time spent in mirrors framed in yellow walls.